Thy name is the great name of Israel, O Madiyah. As we enter here into the bayit of our Abba to worship, to bless and to praise you for all things, to call upon your name in an hour, time, when every kind of battle is ahead, we come before you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We know that you are the mighty one of Israel, and that you are able to do all things. And as we bow in your presence, as we seek your face tonight, Yah, that you would strengthen us all and cause your Ruah to move mightily upon us, and cause the power of your witness of truth, Yahshua, to feel the love of your people. We need you tonight. We need your healing strength. We need the power of your virtue in our love. Your truth spoken unto us, that it may cleanse us and revive us from all of our transgressions and the sins that so easily besiege us. We ask you to strengthen us, your people, scattered around the nations of the world, at every country, every place, every domain. We do pray for them. We ask your blessings. You barak them, strengthen them, and cause them to delight in your emet, your truth, Yah. Bless them to walk in the light, Yahshua the Lamb. For it's by the power of your healing power that we are restored. Israel is restored. So strengthen us all and bless us. Cause the ears of the hearer to hear and to obey, thus saith Yah. And that we do it with all faithfulness and all obedience. Bless your people that are listening via the live stream tonight. Those that will hear this message, whatever format they hear it in, we pray that you will strengthen them and bless them. Heal our children. Heal us, our Abba. We may walk in your strength and walk in the assurance of HaMashiach. We bind every power of darkness, every spirit of darkness we bind, Yahshua's mighty name. Grant us your liberty, for you declare where the Ruah of Yah is, there is liberty. So we shall worship you. We shall bow down before you. We shall barak you and call upon your name. We do pray for your manservant. You give him simplicity of speech tonight. Let every word be heard, and that the heart of the hearers may receive your emet. We bless you tonight. We brought you, Yah. We told Yah for all things. We shall sing unto you with all of our love. We shall sing with great delight. Yahshua's mighty name. We do barak you. These people cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, enable to accomplish what you said us today. Yahweh is able, is more than able to handle anything that comes our way. Yahweh is able, is more than able.
God. Come on, sing that.
To make us what He wants us to be.
All take deep, everyone.
Yahweh is able. He's more than able to accomplish what concerns us today. Yahweh is able. He's more than able to handle everything that comes our way. Yahweh is able. He's more than able. Too much more than I could ever dream. Yahweh is able. He's more than able to make us what He wants us to be.
Ah, come on, dig deep, every heart.
Yahweh is able. He's more.
Yah is able, hallelujah.
Yah is able, He's more than able to handle everything that comes our way. Yahweh is able, He's more. He's more than able to make us what He wants us to be.
Ah, come on.
Yahweh is able. He's more than able to accomplish what concerns today. Yahweh is able. He's more than able to handle everything that comes our way. Yahweh is able. He's more. He's more than able.
Ah, yes. We will sing that one more time. Come on. Yes, come on.
Yahweh is able. He's more than able to accomplish what concerns. Yahweh is able, He's more than able.
lift your hands. Come on.
Hallelujah.
We can do very well.
Hallelujah.
Holy Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
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 Who is by the excellence of your Torah, Abba Yahweh, the house of Israel is made free. So we are free to stand in the might of our HaMashiach, Yeshua. For we have that great liberty in the Lamb of Israel. We do declare it by Emunah, the faith of our Abba. We shall stand in the brightness of the power, Yeshua the Lamb. For we have Teshua, victory over every vile, powerful thing of darkness. We shall stand with liberty and assurance, because our HaMashiach, Yeshua the Lamb, we delight in you tonight. So bless every word that will be spoken unto us. Give clarity to your manservant, that he may speak to our Lamb. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I came to hear from Yah. May Yah talk to you tonight. God bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. I do want to greet you all that are listening via the live stream on the internet. We that are gathered here in the Bayit of our Abba. Now, the reason that I'm starting early, because there are some things that I do want to point out, and I do believe that they are significant. I believe that they are important, but I think that we need to understand what encompass our lives according to the will of Almighty Yah. And there are things that are in Scripture that we need to understand the detail, spiritual analogy of those things, because it will bring strength and life. It will bring the courage of HaMashiach. And that is what it's going to take in this hour for us to overcome. And I pray tonight that methodically that I will take my time and point out things in Scripture that are vital to us, our wealth and our health and our growth in the knowledge of Almighty Yah. We must understand. We must understand the workings of darkness. We must understand the power of darkness as the enemy works against the very soul of the people of Yah. Now he declares unto us that his people, we are the people of Israel, that we are destroyed because we lack understanding, we lack the data, the knowledge of Almighty Yah. And the reason why, because we are a people that are very easily offended. We do not want anyone to corral our flesh or speak to the deficiencies of our flesh. We certainly do not want our actions and our deeds corrected. But Yahweh must always correct our deeds and the actions of this flesh which is enmity against him. We understand that the powers to be, that they have power to control the masses of the people. And they are controlling the masses of the people. Now, what I want to deal with tonight, as Yah spoke to my left by the truth of his word. No audible voice, just simply studying Scripture. And I want to begin tonight in Matityah, Matthew's chapter 24, verse 38. And this is the power of this age that shall control the masses of the people. We must have discipline about our lives in every aspect. Now, I'm going to go through a detailed analogy of what I will deal with tonight. Now, we may get offended. We may get upset. That's all right. We must learn how to receive the brutal honesty of Almighty Yah. And what things that will bring our mind under the control of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Not by our emotions or our emotionalism, that we are controlled by that. And this generation is controlled by that. Their emotionalism. They are very emotional people. We're easily to be offended. And the reason we're easily to be offended, because we do not have the true Ahava, of Yah in us. As Deacon Horn pointed out, if we rise up, it's because the leaven is there. And so what this message tonight, as it deals with each of us, in every aspect of our lives, we will literally find out if there's leaven there, if we will rise up against Yah, and if we have been a partaker of Ha-Mitzvah, that scripture tells us that there shall be many sick among us, and many shall be dead, that our spiritual life, it will not illuminate, and the things of Yah will not cause the life of HaMashiach, the living bread, that we had on last week, to rise from the depths of our inward being. We must understand the whole truth. Yah deals with every aspect of our lives. Every aspect. He deals with it. Scripture says in Matitiyah 24:38, HaMashiach says, "For as in the days that were before the flood, before Yah vented his yirah, his anger, his wrath and his frustration upon a people that had totally cast him aside. He was not in their thoughts. He was not in their actions. The law was not governed by his Torah. They had no aspiration as to what he had commanded them to live by. So man, he began to walk in his own mischievous and devious ways. So as it was before the days of the flood of Noah, they were eating and they were drinking, they were marrying and they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, into the coveted place with Almighty Yah. And they knew not until the flood had came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." He said, as it was in the day of Noah, the very attitude, what things that they were concerned with, so shall it be in the day of the coming of Yahshua the Lamb. They will be eating and they will be drinking. They will be eating and they will be drinking. It is astounding, this nation. It is a nation that is consumed with eating. We're not filling ourselves with things that are vital to our even natural growth. And the reason why, because our spiritual growth is not up to that elevation. Yochanan said unto Geisha, he said, "My beloved brother, I would above all things that you would prosper and be in great health, even as your soul, your understanding, your being understand the things of Almighty Yah. I would that you would prosper, even as your entire being prosperous from hearing the word of Almighty Yahweh." And what the enemy has done in this mutated mindset, and he has brought and reduced the mind of man down to this beastly-like mentality. That is what the beasts of the field do all day. They eat, and they drink, and they eat. They eat, they drink, and they reproduce. And Yah says the mindset that was in that time that brought this great devastation upon the land, so it shall be in the hour that the Son of Man, when Yahshua shall return, this generation will be consumed with the belly or the god of their belly, with their own desire, because it is covetous. It is a generation that is full of lust. It is a generation that is greedy. It is a generation that has no idea as to whom Yahweh is. And so as they were in that day, they were consumed by their aversion for food and consumption and drinking. So it is today. This is a generation, I'm going to be playing with us. This is a generation that doesn't like water, but it loves root beer. And it loves Cokes, and it loves these things that are literally destroying the physiological form of man. Parents are producing children today. It was not so in that day. It was not that way. Even as Elder Wyman said to us in Shemoth, he said that Yah told Israel exactly what to get.
He told them an omer, a full per person, about 2 pints, and that was for the day for each individual. And those that tried to defy him, those that tried to hold back, he said that those things that was a stench and the worms were developed in that. And so are our bodies today, brothers and sisters. I'm going to show us things in Scripture. It's not my opinion. I will show us what Scripture says and what we need to do as a people. It is a dismal, appalling thing what this nation is producing. It is not of Yahweh. Not at all. I was reading the other day that the bees throughout the world, they're literally being destroyed. And without a bee, brothers and sisters, you have no way of pollinating anything. Do you understand what pollination is? Just like a woman has an ovary, plants have that as well. And the bee must take the pollen or fertilize that in order for it to produce. And the bees are dying, and this nation and the world is astound because of that. Because of what things that are out here that are destroying the molecular structure of the minds of the children, autism, and this corrupt mindset today. It is not of Yah. He shows us how to do all things. He shows us how to take care of the affairs of his house. And he shows us how to take care of the affairs of his body. For we know that our body is the living bayat of Almighty Yah. And if any man destroys the body, then Yahweh is going to destroy that person. And so this body of ours must be taken care of according to the will of Almighty Yah. There's a reason that we are in the condition that we are in. There are reasons that our minds do not articulate and think the way that Yah intended and designed them to think. Because the enemy has this, he has flooded our homes, he has flooded the marketplaces. You can't even ride out unless there's eateries everywhere. There's nothing but a form of worship, that's all it is. And he impart his the poisons into the minds and the bodies of the people. And they can't even think right today. We can't function right. Our bodies do not alleviate itself of the ways of the toxicity that's in our bodies. It doesn't even do that today. Our bodies are not even forming the way for functioning the way Yah intends for them to function. And somewhere we have missed it, brothers and sisters. Somewhere we have missed the boat. Yah has given us a dietary law. He has given us a dietary form, the way we should eat, the way we should carry ourselves, and the way that we should present ourselves before him. I want to show some things tonight. I want to read something from Sirach. I want you to hear this. Now, I believe that it has importance because I will relate things that are in the Torah and that's found in Sirach. It's in Sirach chapter 37, verse 23, a book of wisdom. Yah says, a wise man will instruct his own people. And that is what a man of wisdom does. He will instruct the people. He will show them the disciplines and the corrections of Yah. Now that is what instruction is. It is a form of disciplinary actions. When you instruct a child, you instruct them not to walk in a way that is not conformative to the way that will produce fruit. So a wise man, he will instruct his own people, and the fruit of his understanding will be trustworthy. So what he says unto us, we can trust in the validity of what he speaks unto us. That sounds Torah-like to me. It has the ring of Torah truth. So what he says is trustworthy. Are the things that Shaul said, are they trustworthy? What Yahshua said, are they trustworthy? So a wise man will speak things unto us that are trustworthy. A wise man have praise heap upon him, and all who see him will call him Esha, or happy. When a man is happy, when he is full of the blessings of Almighty Yah, when he understands the blessings of Yah, then that one is happy. When one is not happy having the expression of Hamashiach because we take pleasure in Yah, then they are not wise at all. And you can differentiate between those that are happy and those that are blessed of Yah. and those that are not blessed of Almighty Yahweh. So if a man has the strength and the truth in him, that he speaks with wisdom, that we ought to challenge the wisdom and see whether it is trustworthy. See whether we can trust those things, that they will give us strength and understanding in the walk and the way that Yah intends for us to walk. He says, the life of a man is numbered by days. We believe that. But he says this, but the days of Israel are without numbers. Now that is prophetic to me. I believe that the days of Israel, they are without numbers, for we shall live in the eternals of Almighty Yahweh. Israel's days are without numbers. But a natural man, his days are numbered, and there shall be a great gulf separation between he and Almighty Yahweh. He says, he who is wise among his people will inherit confidence or trust, and his name shall live forever. So we know men like Shaul and Jephthah, they were wise men. And their names still resonate from our bosom today. We know men like Obadiah, Yephthah, their feats, their actions and deeds that were performed. We know that their names still resonate out of our outward volume from our loins today. Do they not? So a man that is a wise man, he will have confidence. And you can trust what he says because he speaks from the belly of Almighty Yah. He speaks from Torah enlightenment. He has the light of Yahshua in him. And he has the Dara, the knowledge of Almighty Yah, to rightly divide the word of Tzedekah and speak those things that are necessary for the house of Israel. And there are things that are necessary for us, brothers and sisters, that we may grow in the maturity, we may advance in the maturity of Almighty Yahweh. He says, my son, test your own being, your own soul. Let there be a trial of your integrity, your purpose, your desire, your will. Now, we're not very good at testing ourselves. We like to test others, but he said, test yourself and see whether you are walking in the emunah. He said, you do that while you live. See what is bad for it and do not give yourself over unto that. What a man, when one tests one's own love, one's own integrity, you know what is bad, you know what is not best for you. And then he says, don't even give yourself over unto that. Whatever your battle is, you must try that battle. You must confront that issue of your own love. And you do not have to give yourself over unto that. Because greater is the power of Yahweh in us than every opposition of the world that come against us. So when one truly tests their own love and see what is actually in them and what they give themselves over to, or you give yourself over to, then you don't give yourself over unto that thing. And you start by impelling or destroying the covetous lust of your flesh and your ruah, and began to develop the fear, the yira of Yah. And you can only do that by developing or being developed in the kodashness or the purity of Almighty Yah. You need the mind of HaMashiach. You need to understand the purpose of Yah. You need to know what He desires of you to walk in. And the Torah teaches us those things. So these things, they have a tremendous ring of Torah-ness. It is not denying the power of Torah. He goes on to say, for not everything is tough for everyone. For everything that we think is tough, it doesn't mean that it is tough. For not everything is tough for everyone, and not every person enjoys everything. And he commands us here, do not have an insatiable, that incapacity to be satisfied. Do not have an insatiable appetite for anything, for any luxuries, for anything at all. He said, don't have that. Don't allow that to control you. And he says this. Now this is profound here. He says this, listen to me, and do not give yourself over to food. Now that's what he says. Now I'm going to deal with that tonight. He said, do not give yourself over unto food. Do not allow this insatiable appetite to control you. And do not allow yourself to be given over unto food. Now, I'm going to show us in this teaching tonight what it does and what it produces in one's life. I'm going to show you that. And because one is heavy and one is small, that doesn't mean that what is small is not given over unto food. Because Scripture will tell you and show you the results of the actions or the attitude, and you will know. You will know. We're going to deal with those aspects tonight, and that's what the enemy, I'm telling us, brothers and sisters, he is polluting. If your body, if you drink from polluted water, will it kill you? So our minds are being polluted. And that's why he is erecting on every corner these places of belly god worship. And that's all they are. That's what man is serving today, the god of his belly. His belly has become the god. He's given over to food. There's an insatiable appetite and desire. He cannot have enough. He's never full because what he is consuming is not life form. The brothers taught on the living bread. And so what we are consuming is not life form. It is not of Yah. It isn't. And he said, don't give yourself over unto food. Don't let that control you. Because this is how the enemy, the power of that, we see that every Shabbat Eve. If you go out, you will see the restaurants consume and fill with the cars and the people. Because they're given over unto that. Do not allow the food, he says, to control you. This is what he says. He says, for overeating brings sickness. Because we've been given over unto that. Because of our gluttony and our greed. For overeating brings sickness, and gluttony leads to nausea. For overeating brings sickness, and gluttony brings nausea. Is not there an example in Scripture, in Torah? And while the food was in their mouths, he caused the death power, the Melaka, to destroy the many of them. And they gurgitated out of their nose, their mouths, even while in the midst of their covetousness and their greed and their lust. And that's the spirit today. You cannot almost pass by a restaurant and the smells permeates the air. And because our bodies are so poisonous, because we don't know what is proper, we give ourselves over to every form of these poisonous things that are destroying our bodies. Our bodies, the living body of Yah. We need to understand that, brothers and sisters. We must not give ourselves over unto that. These polluted, unclean things. That these children of hell that serve you up these this palate of death and that poisons your mind. You can't think right. You can't even function. Your mind doesn't even function right. They poison you bit by bit. I was looking at some things the other day on that Mario sodium glutamate. And how it affects the minds of the children. They don't tell you that. And I went out the other day. Sister Roberts asked me to pick up something. I read every ingredient in everything we purchase. And when I looked at that, everything today has monio sodium glutamate in it. It destroys the cells and the function of children. That's why you have so many autistic children today. Yeah, if you read in Scripture, he made every seed to be a seed-bearing plant. And it was pollinated. And now they have plants that are self-pollinated. They have things that do not go through the process of the law of Yah to produce the very form that it ought to produce. And we wonder why our bodies are reacting the way they are. Because these foreign things in our children and ourselves are not even producing the proper minds. And our bodies are contorted. They're out of form. They're not in the form that Yah intended for them to be. And that is the truth. We wonder why our bodies are not functioning and our blood capacity in the flow because of what we're eating and we don't have the discipline. Not everything is good for us. I listened to a man the other day and DSS went to his home and they searched his cabinets and cabinets, and they said to him, "Where is the junk food for the children?" He said, what did you say? They said, "Where is the junk food?" He said, "What did you say? Say it again." The woman said, "Where is the junk food?" He said, "Do you understand what you said?" And it dawned on the woman what she said. It dawned on her. And because of our bodies are so poisonous, we want those kinds of things. We desire that, and we love that. I would not even sit myself in one of these dens of death. Something is wrong with us mentally if we do that. If we think we're getting something that is beneficial to us, we are not. You go out there and sit in these whore and these dark dungeons of darkness and these places that destroy even your mind and even your body. Something is wrong. That is not a pleasurable time, man, to take your wife or your family and feed them that. Come on, something is wrong. Something is wrong with you. To sit down in those places that are filthy, there is no kosher standards, there is no standards of Yah, the same grill, they fry the pork on, they fry your chicken, and you call yourself eating something good? Lies from hell. The same piece of parlor that they spread their pork, they spread your little beef trimmings. That's not of Yah. You wonder why our bodies do not even function. You wonder why we cannot even defecate in the way we ought to defecate. You watch the cows on the field, they defecate all the time. Something is drastically wrong with us. We're not defecating 3, 4, 5 times a day. Something is wrong with the function of your body. Not everything that we want is best for us. And there are things that we ought not to touch. That's why we need to judge ourselves and examine ourselves and examine what we're allowing in our bodies. Our body is the bayit of Yah. And if we destroy it, He's going to destroy us. He's going to allow to destroy you. I'm going to get into the depth of this. That's all right. You know, Brother Paul Nissan, he called me. And he said to me, "Pastor Roberts," he's probably listening tonight. He said, "My whole life has been radically changed since I've come and talked with you." He said, "I don't know how to say it. I don't know if I want to use the word forthright. And you... it doesn't matter what one says or how they feel. You just lay it out to them." And he said, "My whole life, Pastor Roberts, has been radically changed. My concepts, my thoughts. And I bless Yah for you." He said, "Toda Abba, Toda Ma Avat. I bless Yah for you." Well, what are you saying, preacher? We are the people, a people that we do not want things that will actually deal with what's in us. And we got to deal with us. That's why he says unto us, judge or test your own self. Test your own purpose, your own desire. Test your own lust and see if it's of Yahweh. He said that overeating caused us to be nausea, caused us to be sick, caused us to have sickness, and gluttony leads to nausea. Look what he says here. You all that have the Apocrypha, read it. He said, "Many have died of gluttony. But he who is careful to avoid it prolongs life." He that is careful to avoid gluttony, they prolong life. Now let me show an example of gluttony. Let me show you the spirit of these whore. That's what they are. They're actually, if you look up the word diet, and if you go back and search the etymology, I've done that. It comes from the word ditra, which is a Latin word, and it literally means assembly, church, gathering. That's what it means. That is the etymology of the word. And so what they have done, let me show you how the spirit of gluttony works. They say you get these big 20-ounce cans of things of pop, all you can eat, and a person goes in there, and they're so anxious to eat that they think that someone else is going to get more than they're going to get. You can say what you want to, that's the spirit of those places. And they fill their plates like beasts, and like a beastly thing, because they're afraid that they begin to chew. That's wickedness. I want to show you now. I want to show you. I would never. That's the spirit of a dog. If you don't believe me, when I feed the dogs tomorrow, come and watch and see if they don't do it that way. It is not the Ruah of Yah. That's the way Yisrael did. They began to just eat like beasts. Then he got to gnaw on the food like that. He said, when one is given unto glutton, they're going to die. They're going to die. One that avoids that, they will prolong their life. They will prolong their life. You will live a little longer. Your life will be a little better. It will be a little healthier. Well, what is our diet according to Torah? That's the way we eat. We must judge ourselves. We must judge our greed and our covetousness. We must judge that. And so these places, they fill the bars with the same thing you eat at home. What, fried chicken? You think that's good, what they fry? Come on. These trans fats that's destroying you, closing the arteries, and making us grotesque in our figures. We can't get out and walk two blocks. Our hearts are not working properly. You want that damnable trash in your body? This is the bite of Almighty Yahweh. You don't put that in the body or the other place where the Ruach of Yah dwells. And so our bodies are not even functioning, excruciating the corrupt things that our cells, the waste, it should pass out. Sister Robert says to me sometimes, you smell funny. Well, it's because of the waste. My body is detoxifying. And in the morning, that waste is coming out of my body. That's the way it should be. It should be excreted. And you should smell. And something is wrong, but what they're causing us to gravitate to is killing us. It's a slow death. And it's a slow poison. And our bodies don't know how to fight it off because it has mutated. There's a change in our bodies. And the things that are best for us, we don't like. And if someone shows us what's best for us, we get upset. We don't want to hear that. We don't want nobody to tell us that. And so it's caused our bodies to make a radical, it's almost our bodies are deformed, brothers and sisters. Our molecular structure's deformed. These things shouldn't be among us. Sickness and things like that. Come on, brothers and sisters. It's because of the way we've been eating, where we give ourselves to the damnable chipped and all that stuff, they fried in pork, all and all that. You shouldn't even feed your babies that. No way our children should be having rotten teeth and teeth. Let me say this. When I was about 9, 10, 12 years old, I had a rotten tooth. But we did not have toothbrushes like we have today. Only thing we had was a little old twig or something and baking powder for our teeth. That's all we had. My mother could not afford toothbrushes. I'm telling you the truth. But it was one thing that was a blessing to us, that even though she couldn't afford that, she couldn't afford to buy us all the junk stuff either. We couldn't eat those kinds of things. And for me to be my age, my teeth are very sound. I bless you all for that. He put teeth in our mouths to last us. And these synthetic forms of things that we're putting in our children, in our bodies, our mind doesn't think that we're overtaken with depression and oppression. Our minds are suppressed. It is not of Yahweh. You don't see a coward that eating grass or suppressed and oppressed. Our bodies are losing their strength and losing their immunity, the power of immunity, whereby it cannot fight off anything. And if we're spoken to like this, we get upset because the God of our belly cries for the old things of those things that are not valuable to us. Brothers and sisters, we must help each other. Period. We that overweight, we need to have someone to help us. And we've got to learn how to listen. And if it offends us, let it offend you. If it prolongs your life, bless Yah for that. Hallelujah. Yah didn't intend for us to look the way we look. And that's the truth. He didn't intend for you to eat and you barely move like a sloth. But that's not of Yahweh. Don't tell me, I don't care if you can call yourself, think your waistline is fine. That doesn't mean nothing. What is he doing right? What are the streets of Yah? They move with the vigor of Yah. And some of us move like we're dead around here. I'm talking about young men and young women that move like dead people. That should not be. I'm going to touch on every aspect of it. Whether you like it or not, all right? Hallelujah. So let us avoid the gluttony. And that is an uncontrollable appetite you got to always eat. You got to eat before you go to bed. You see someone with something, you want it. You're so greedy that it's almost this insatiable lust. If you see someone something, you got to have it. You got to eat, always filling your belly with things, the husk. Come on, brothers, don't take your wives and your children to these damnable, filthy places. I won't take my family to there. I wouldn't put my wife. I can serve all the years, even the years when I did things like that. My wife would never, she may get a salad, but she's never been given to that. She's never had that kind of desire to eat that kind of trash. It's not healthy for us. He wants us to be in tough health. He wants us to prosper. He does. Hallelujah. I don't believe that this book of Sirach was just placed there because it has great value. Listen to this in Sirach 38:1. It says, honor the physician and with honor due to him. Now we must understand in that day what a physician was. These are not physicians today. These are necromancers, what the Greek called. These were men that understood. I will show you, they understood every aspect of every herb. Like our forefathers, they understood you could go out there and get things. When one was sick, they knew exactly what to go get. They knew exactly what kind of tea to boil. They knew exactly what kind of salve to make for any kind of sore, anything. They knew what to do. They had that understanding. He says, honor the physician with honor that is due to him according to the need of him. For Yahweh created him. Look at this now. It says, for healing comes from the Most High. And he will receive honor from the King. The skill of the physician lifts up the head. And in the presence of great men, he is admired. And that's the truth. It says this now. Yahweh created herbs. Herbs. That's what it says. See, Yahweh created herbs, not drugs now. He created the herbs. It says this in Sirach 38:4. It says in Bereshit, and Yahweh said, behold, I give you every green herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. He said, I give you herbs. I give you herbs, not drugs, from the earth. And sensible men will not despise them. This is a generation that despises it today. If you speak about herbs, they despise what it will do for you. They despise it. Well, I don't believe that, but that's what the Apocrypha says. Sensible men will not despise it. Was not the water made sweet with a tree in order that his power might be made known in Miras? Was it not made sweet? Did not Elder Wyman speak on that to us on the last of the feast? Was not the water made sweet with the herbs? It was made sweet, wasn't it? It was made sweet and drinkable. And he gave skill to men that he might be honored in his marvelous works. He then, by them, he heals and he take away the pain. He says the pharmacist makes up them a compound. His work will never be finished. And from his health is upon the face of the earth. And he says this, listen carefully. My son, when you are sick, do not neglect that, but pray to Yahweh and he will heal you when you are sick. Do not neglect to pray. Yokohan says, is everyone sick among you, let him call for the elders. This is such a rebellious generation that you don't even know when you're sick. You're sin sick, you're rebellious, you're full of your wickedness. You don't even make it known to the elders around here. No one knows anything. You don't say anything at all. And that's a wickedness. It's not of Yah. He said, my son, if you are sick, if there's a sickness on you, do not neglect to pray. Pray to Yah and he will heal you. He says, give up your sins and direct your hands aright and cleanse your left from all of your sins. When you are sick, you began to examine, you began to search your heart, you began to search your activities, and see what thing you've done. And I will guarantee you many times, and most of the time, 99.9% of the time, when we're sick, it's something we're inducing ourselves, something we have done because we do not adhere to the Torah of Yah. That's what the spirit of gluttony and drunkenness does. And if you search Scripture, you will find those two spirits always compatible, and they always mention together gluttony and drunkenness. And they eat like glutton dogs in these places. They do just like Israel. They sit down, they eat like dogs, and they rise over their folly. Don't they do that? Go to the restaurants and see if they don't do that. They sit down like dogs and they gorge themselves. They go to all their eat place. They gorge themselves like beasts of the field. And they rise up with the beer and they play and they folly. Why would you want to sit in the midst of that damnable wickedness? Why would you want to be a partaker of that? If the wicked love it, you know that it's death. The days of the wicked are numbered, but not the days of Israel. If the wicked has a great appetite for it, you know something is wrong. That which is highly esteemed among the world, it is abomination unto Yahweh. As it was in that day, they were eating and drinking, they were greedy, and their guts were their gods. They shouldn't be with us. We're the people of Yah. We represent the kingdom. We're ambassadors. We have to walk straight and right. That's what we must do. Hallelujah. I was reading some data. It's appalling. It's dismal. The shape and the condition of this generation. I'm telling you. It's just dismal. It's sad. I don't even want to read it. Because it's sad. It's sad. We were in the store the day. Sunday when I went to send the money to Africa. And Elder Wyman and Pastor Hunter, they were offering me. They were talking. And there was a family. And we got out of the store. They were ordering their grocery that morning. They had a bucket full of grocery. And they were watching the things that they were purchasing. And Elder Wyman said, Pastor Robert, the only thing they had in that bucket, that in that basket, and that whole cart, that had any kind of value were the potatoes. Everything else was this junk, this folly, this food that destroys the body. Shaitan doesn't love the people of Yah. And he has not only can with his mastermind to poison them and to destroy them. You can take that light all you want to. That's why we don't have no energy for y'all. Come on, brothers. That's why you sit, you have no enthusiasm. That's why some of your daughters, you look dead as hell. You look twisted in your minds. Why? Because of your gluttony, your eating, and the habit that you have. You say, examine yourself. Hallelujah. But what has life when someone eats the bread of life, that bread of machine, that's life that is imparted. And Yahweh made everything to produce life in the physical being. And that's what it should do. Not all these chemicals that poison our minds. And our bodies don't know even how to disperse them. And so they began to form tumors and cancerous things in us. We got to get back to the Torah way and what Yah says. And curse that damnable lust and that covetousness in you. You don't want to deal with it. It takes discipline. You got to try your own heart in order to deal with it. He did not need for us to look the way we look. He did not need for us to have this appearance we have. We're cities that sit upon a hill. We have the light of Hamashiach in us. Hallelujah. This nation is a morbid, obese nation. And the world is obese. If the world is that way, we people of Zion to Zion should not be that way. Hallelujah. We should not be sluggish and slothful. We cannot move. Something is not right. Hallelujah. Something is wrong with us. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Mishlei. I got scriptures. I'm going to move quickly. I will, Torah brother. It says in Mishlei 23:19. You know, Pastor Elder Wyman, he quoted that scripture in Shemoth talking about the fatness. I wanted to say, my brother, but I've studied these things. That word fatness in the Aramaic, it is pronounced or enunciated bari, mari. And I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to try to do anything that someone would think he's trying to upstage him. I wanted to say bari, my brother, bari. It has that indication, but it also has another indication as well. It has one that is in the physical form that is evident. When one has that bari spirit, you will see it upon them. It says in Mishlei 23:19, listen, my son, and be wise. And he tells us, and guide your life in the way of Yah, in the way of the Torah. He said, be not among wine bibbers. So when you go to these places, these dens of hell, are there wine bibbers there? Are they drinking? Is there drunkenness? Well, why would we be among them? Man, you take your wife and your children and set them down in these damnable places? The drunkenness? And you think you're doing something, you're having a wonderful time. I'd rather take them somewhere in the woods or the park and sit down there and get some cheese and bread. He tells us to be not among winebibbers or riotous eaters of flesh and meat. Are there not riotous eaters in those places? Do they not eat riotously? Do they not eat like beasts? Do they not sit down, men and women, so grotesquely, obesely, morbid obesely? Come on, brothers and sisters. Do they not do that? Then why would we defy what Yah says? Don't even go in these places where the wine builders, they got beer and drinking wine and get drunk. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's not of you. You should go in there. You say, just buy you some bread or some eggs. Buy you some apples. Hallelujah. Well, give me gas. That's all right. Give you gas, but it'll help you too. Hallelujah. I'm going to be straight with us. You need to hear this. And I'm going to hold back one thing. Well, you may offend me. Well, you're offended then. If you love Yah, you will not be offended. He said, be not among wine bibbers, wine drinkers and beer drinkers. Among riotous eaters of flesh, and they just eat like dogs. You can hear them, the forks and spoons. Well, there's one thing I can say in the dining hall, you don't hear that. You don't hear the forks and plates clinging. There you will hear them all over the place. Say what you want to. You know, your pizza hoardings. And they're drinking their beer, and they're getting drunk, and their faces are getting red. They're getting ashy. Yah say, don't be among them. Hallelujah. He said, for drunkenness and gluttony shall come to poverty. What is that? Those that are full of drunkenness, those that you can look at them and see the drunkenness upon them, those that are full of gluttony, whether it's meat or they're just gluttony of their covetousness, you see drunkenness there. And they have no life in them. They have no movement. They have no animation. No animation in them. That is not of Yahweh. That is not of Yah. You see women that have no esprit about them, men that you know, they walk down with their shoulders slouched. Come on, that's not of Yah. Man was made to be energized. When he realized who is his head, he has an energy. When a woman understands and appreciates her head, that there's a flow of effervescence that flows from her. Something is wrong, daughters of Zion. Something is missing from your mind. Man, something is wrong with you. You move lethargic. Why? Because you're full of drunkenness and you're full of gluttony. I want to show us something in this book. And that's why you come to poverty. You can tell a poor man from a man that's rich. You can. You can look at a poor man, his skin, his reflections is not like a rich man. Hallelujah. And Yah has made the house of Israel, the true house of Israel, is rich by the mercies of Almighty Yah. We're rich in the Ahava of Almighty Yah. Don't forget the messages that we preach. Why do you think Yah used a man like Brother Dale to speak to us? Do we truly have that Ahava? Do you Ahava his Torah? Do you love his truth? Are we easily offended by it? So he tells us, don't be around the wine bibbers. Don't go in the places where the riotous eaters eat. Because these things are sacrificed to hell. You don't know who is preparing that for you, brothers and sisters. You don't know if they've been offered up to hell. He doesn't want to send that with the riotous eaters. Don't eat with them. Don't dine with them. Don't be in that with them. Don't be in that with the wine bibbers. And everywhere you go, they serve drinks today. Everywhere you go, they serve drinks today. It wasn't so, but everywhere you go today, they do. For the drunkard and the gluttony shall come to poverty. Look at this. And drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. You look at those that have this drowsiness on them. It's a spirit of drunkenness and gluttony. And that's all it is. You that are always drowsy, you barely making it. You don't see the beast of the field doing that. And that's the truth. And we're better than a beast. I'm showing us the example. We're greater than a beast. We have a greater value than 100 million cows, one man is. One daughter of Zion. Yah made us perfect. He breathed the breath of life into us. He didn't make the beast like he made us. There's a flesh beast and that's flesh of the human. And it's a greater composition than the flesh of the beast. He said they're clothed with drowsiness. You watch those that are always drowsy. I want to show us something. You think, well, she is small, he is small. That doesn't mean that they're not full of gluttony. That doesn't mean that. I will show you the spirit of those that are of gluttony, those that are secret gourmizers that they eat in their secret place. They pretend they don't eat, and then they go back to their little fader when they eat like dogs. They pretend they don't eat much, and then they go to their little secret place and they eat like a beast. That's wickedness. Hallelujah. I'd rather just sit and gorge myself and let others look at me and judge me and be ashamed. Than to do it in secret. I'd rather do it that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You brother spit every dime on this trash out here. You have money, you spit it on that folly. It's not of y'all. That's a wickedness there. Your body is not clean. Your mind is not clean. I got a little box over there. Anytime y'all want to come and look at it, I have no problem. You look at it. Anything in my house, you can look at it. I have no secret compartments. Don't hide nothing. I make it all plain so everybody can see. Hallelujah. I would be a hypocrite to speak to us this way, and this is not for me. You understand? I know what the enemy is doing. Just like he did, he had them so full of drunkenness in there. They were eating out the hell. I know ya. I know you. Come on, let's eat and drink and be merry. That's what the fool says. For my bonds are full. I got much. I will eat, drink, and I will just be happy. Yahweh said, you fool, your soul is required today. And that's the delusion that this world has taken the people under today. They love the covenant of wine bibblers and riotous eaters. I want to go to these damnable places. It's all you can eat trash. Your life consists of 13 basic foods you eat every day. Chicken, little beef. The ones that eat pork. That's all you eat. Bread, beans, rice. That's all it is. 13 basic foods. You eat the same thing your entire life. And for some reason we think that some pervert of hell can do something better than you. You're supposed to have sanctified hands. And there's one thing I can do. One thing I can do much better than Sister Roberts, that is iron clothes. I know how to iron clothes. I pay close attention when I'm iron. I don't want her to iron. She never irons me all these years we've been married. I mean, I can cook as well as her, but I can cook. And I'd rather cook for myself. You understand? If I want something, the only thing I want is beans, and I like butter beans. I just like butter beans. That's it. And every now and then I'll buy me two cans. Make three cans. Hallelujah. Look at this. It's in Devarim. Deuteronomy 21 and 20. It talks about this drunkenness. And they shall say to the elders of the city, with this rebellious son, this is our son. He is stubborn. He is rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. That's what he is. He's a sorry, slothful thing. We don't want to say that, do we? And what is sorry? They have no energy to move. It's because of the drunkenness. That's a drunken spirit there. That's a gluttonous spirit there. That's what it is. He said he's a sorry thing. He's a gluttonous one. And he's a drunkard. His mind is not on the things of Yah. And the scripture tells that they shall take that fool to the city. They shall stone him in the gate of the city. And then fear shall come in the house of Israel. Yeah. We cannot give ourselves over unto a spirit of gluttony and drunkenness. You cannot be a part of the wine bibblers and the riotous eaters. You cannot be caught in those places. It creates this sensation in us. We got to have it. Our bodies are so poisonous. We need to begin to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness, first of all, of the flesh and of the ruah. There's filthiness in your flesh. And that gourmandizing, that greedy habit, you're going to have to kill that. You're going to destroy it. Shurak says in chapter 31, Shurak 31, 12. He says, and you are seated at a table of great men. Do not be batash. Do not be greedy. Do not be greedy at it. If you're at the table with one, don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. This is a greedy generation. I've watched people in those places that their place will be so full. And they will go there because of such a greed. You can hear the jaws of them chewing. You can hear them. I will show you in scripture. And they eat like dogs. And they can't even finish that because they have such a spirit of gluttony. They will lay that aside, not even eating everything, and go back again. You know that's wicked. That's not of Yah. And the enemy has set this world up for that. He knows what this drunkenness does and this drowsiness. That's why some of you are so drowsy that you can't even lift your hands to Yah. You have no praise over because there's no life in you. You sit here morbid. Your body is so poisonous. You can't even function. Your mind cannot even stay attentive for a few seconds at a time. You look at a little baby that sucked the titty of the mother. And you compare that little child, the tenderness of that little child and their animation. Do you not see life in them? They smile when they don't even know what they're smiling about. They're light and they're full of life. Are they not? Why? Because we're not drinking the sincere milk of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And that milk has life in it for them. Does it not? And because we're poisoning ourselves with this false, the dietary law, it is not the dietary law of Yah. You should do all things in moderation. He said, don't be greedy. And do not say, there's certainly much food upon this table. That's what they say. You walk in there and see all that trash, you say, look at all this. Fried chicken. What else they got over there? Oh, they got that one. What else they got? Hallelujah. I'm going to bring it home whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. Because there's much food upon it. He says here, remember that a greedy eye is a bad thing. You that see something, you always want something. That's a greedy eye. You're so covetous of food. You know that time the sister that would bake me a cake or something like that? Good sister, I love you. And I told her, yeah, for the cake. I'll probably get a little slice and Deacon Benny here, Elder Martin. I give it all out. Come on, Brother Dale. You want some? I'll make you a little. That's not as true. But that's all I want. I appreciate that more than anything. I get a little slice. I do that. I give me a corner slice. And, Brother Dale, come on. Deacon Benny, got something for you. Elder Martin. Come on, Brother Allen. Brother, here's a little slice for you. I give it all out. Hallelujah. But there are people that they're so greedy that they see someone else with something. Give me some of that. They're just greedy. That's a dog spirit. I watch my dogs do that. That's out of Yah. Hallelujah. That's vile. That's filthy. They see much and they want to make sure they get much and put them something back. That's wicked. That's not of Yahweh. That's wrong. You go to these places, you spend all your money on junk, frivolous things. It's not helping you. It's not of Yahweh. I said to one brother, I said, brother, how much money do you think you've come in? You all don't know how much money we have. I'm not telling you anything. He made a guess. I said, almost twice that much. And I said, I've put all of it back for the purpose of the kingdom work. I haven't used it. I haven't spent it. Why? Because the food here is excellent. I love the food here. The reason you can't eat it because you're so poisonous, your body is so twisted and messed up. You think that damn trash out there is wonderful for you. I said, sister, what we having on Monday? This and that. I said, I can't wait to get home then. You know what time I like to eat now? Hallelujah. I like to eat about 1:30, 2. So my food will digest well. That's why. I'm getting older. My body can't. It doesn't function like it when I was Brother Patrick's age, 25. I can't sit up at night and eat like I did at 25. It just doesn't work. I don't have the probiotics in my body like I did when I was young. Hallelujah. But I do believe this. When we began to eat in the proper way that Yah teaches us in Torah, you began to see your metabolism changing. And your metabolism, you began to see the fat and things burn from your body. Hallelujah. I believe that, brothers and sisters. He said, there's so much on this table. He said, remember, greedy eyes are a bad thing. What has been created more greedy than the eye? What has been created? That sounds like Torah's truth to me. What is more greedy than the eye? There's nothing more created, more covetous and more greedy than the eye. Therefore, it shed tears from every face. And it does. Do not reach out your hand for everything you see. Do not crowd your neighbor at the dish. Do not be so greedy everything you see, you want some. You see somebody with something, you want it. Don't cry out your neighbor because you want to make sure you get that piece and that one doesn't. That's wickedness. You cry out someone out because you want to get that or you see something, you see that piece of that and you want it. You know the fish you all give me, sister? Sister Robert, she brings so much. I said, Sister Robert, I can't eat all this. Well, I eat a few pieces of it, but I eat some that Friday always with grits. The grits. I'll eat some that Shabbat. And I'll eat some that Sunday. I'll eat it until it's all gone. About 3 or 4 days, I'll cup a few pieces and that's the way I eat it. Hallelujah. Because you see someone with something, don't be so greedy for it. Stop that. You that do that, stop it. Give me some. I want some of that. What is that? None of your business. Don't worry about it. Judge your own self. Come on. Oh, I just got to taste that. No, you don't. That's the problem. You got to taste it. When you taste it, then your greed begins to kick in. They have destroyed our sensitivity of smell so bad that anything we go there and smell, oh, that smells so, so wonderful. It doesn't smell wonderful. That poison, the trans fat, that grease they put in this stuff, it's not best for us. Something is wrong, our bodies don't function, whereby we can't get out there. We get the perspire, we're ready to sit down. Come on. Our bodies are supposed to perspire. Hallelujah. It's supposed to pour the poisons out. I'm just telling you. You sisters, you brothers, you shouldn't sit around. Get up. Sweat some. You should lay around in your houses. Come on, some of you sisters, you go home from the dining hall, you never even see your face on this head. Something is wrong. Come on, some of you brothers the same way. This body is a machine. It is supposed to perspire. Something's wrong the way I'm talking tonight if I'm not perspiring. Our bodies are meant that way. That's what they're meant for. And sweat of our brow, man. That's how we do it. And they'll reduce us down whereby we don't even sweat today. Sending our condition places where your body never streaks that poison that is in it. Come on, daughters of Zion. And daughters, do the thing that you're supposed to do. Come on, your bodies. It will be right. Don't reach your hand for everything. Don't crouch your neighbor for the dish. It says, judge your neighbor's feeling by your own. And in every matter, be thoughtful. It says this, Sirach 31:16. When I saw this, it says, eat like a human being what is set before you. Just eat that. It says, eat like a human being that is set before you. And do not chew greedily. Do not chew fast because you want some more. Now that's wise counsel there. Just watch before you eat that and don't chew like a greedy dog. Lest you be hated. Chewing like that, say, look at old, that preacher, greedy dog. That's what it says. Don't chew like a human being. Take your time and chew things. Two or three chews and you squawk. Because you're worried about getting more, you're greedy. That's out of y'all, brothers and sisters. Eat like a human being what is set before you, and do not chew greedily, lest you be hated. Lest someone hates you. Be the first, now this is what it says, be the first to stop eating. For the sake of tough matters. Be the first to stop eating. That doesn't look right. For tough matter. And do not be insatiable, lest you give offense. Don't eat like a greedy beast. Don't be out of control. Don't always have your hands out looking to satisfy the God of your belly. Don't always look to see what is there so you can get that. Or you be the first one, you be get your first pickings. I don't eat to get the first pickings, brothers and sisters. Because many times I tell sisters, just a little bit. I don't need much. Hallelujah. If you be seated among many persons, do not reach out your hand before they do. Don't eat before they do. Just learn how to discipline yourself. And be the last one if you have to. That's what he is saying. He says, how apt a little is for a well-disciplined man. When you find a well-disciplined man, he eats little. You find a well-disciplined person, they eat little. How little is much for a well-disciplined person? He does not breathe heavily upon his bed. You know, when you're breathing heavily upon your bed, you're eating too much. I don't care what you say. He will not breathe heavily upon his bed. Something is wrong. You go out there and see the cows sleeping. They don't breathe like that, brothers and sisters. I'm telling us things to help us. Do not breathe heavily because you will breathe heavily upon your bed. Listen, it says healthy sleeps. To sleep healthy, to sleep beautifully, depends on moderate eating. Daughter, when a person wants sweet sleep, it depends on eating moderately. Not, I know what it's like. When I was 25, I could eat a steak at midnight. Piece of pie, cake, baked potatoes. 20 minutes, I can lay down. If I do that now, I'm a sick man. I'm burping all night. The acidity's flowing from my stomach into my esophagus. I'm a sick man. So if you want beautiful sleep, it says, and I have, Sister Roberts bring my fish, and I say, well, I'm going to eat two pieces with a piece of bread, just half a piece of bread. And I eat that about 9, wrong thing to do. Then I call myself laying down at 10. And my sleep is most miserable. It says that healthy sleep depends on moderate eating. See, when one eats moderate, he rises early. Most of us don't even want to get up. Come on, here, somebody. You just look like a hypocrite. Many of you sisters can't even get to prayer. And yet, if you want a job, you will get there. Well, Pastor Roberts, you miss, believe me, if I'm missing prayers because I'm on the telephone, I'm dealing with something. That's the only reason. Hallelujah. And the people that will call me at the last minute, they call, Father, man. The people call me in the morning time. He says, healthy sleep depends on moderate eating. He rises early and feels fit. You feel wonderful. You're not feeling wonderful because you're not eating right. You're not eating moderately. You always slow for down and you walk like this. You're not eating right, brothers and sisters. You're not eating right. The distress of sleeplessness and nausea and colic are with the glutton. Those that have colic, you know what colic is. The babies have that at times. Huh? Because of your eating, that's why you're in that kind of position. You're breathing, you're sleeping bad, you can't hardly sleep, you're having these tremendous nightmares, your breathing is so heavy, you snore all the time. You get upset with me, that's all right. It's not going to be out. You made this body do that. You need to get moderate. Come on, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't send for that. That's the truth. You need to eat healthy. Just moderate. You should write. Just eat moderate. Hallelujah. You just eat moderate. And that's the truth. It's in this book here. It says this. If you are overstuffed with food, get up in the middle of the night. Get up in the middle of the meal. If you know you've eaten too much, stop eating what he's saying. Get up. Just get up. If you are overstuffed with food, get up in the meal and you will have relief. Relieve yourself. Don't be a dog. Well, I pay $7 for that. I can give for $7. Come on, fool. Kill yourself for $7? Fill your gut with that poison for $7? Man, I'll take a loaf of bread. Buy an apple. Buy some fruit. Hallelujah.